Hello, friends. I'm Brian Peart, and I want to welcome you to the Great Awareness Podcast, a podcast focused on helping Christians make sense of this world we are in. The goal is to encourage, but never at the expense of truth. We will take the truth found in Scripture and apply it to the real spiritual battles going on today. We will ignore preconceived beliefs, news media noise, and politicians' words, and look at actions, what is really going on. Then use the truth of Scripture to accurately discern the times and how we need to respond. Jesus said in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And that is what we are going to attempt to do with each podcast. Get to the truth so we can live as we've been called. Today, I'm going to talk about a heavy subject. I'm going to talk about the mark of the beast. Now, growing up, and I'm sure many on this podcast have heard, you know, whenever you heard about the mark of the beast, it was always some scary thing. It was always this demonic, horrible, scary thing. And there was a lot of fear and a lot of control and Illuminati and all these bad things all wrapped up around it. But the mark of the beast is actually something that is going to happen. It's an event that happens, and the Bible is very clear on this event. And so what we're going to do today is kind of read that event and then discuss what it means for us, and because I believe the time is near. Now, there are people that believe in a pre-tribulation rapture where we get raptured up before everything that happens in Revelation happens, before the tribulation period. And so if you're in that camp, it's something where, well, I don't need to know about the mark. But as I've studied the Scripture and as I read what it actually says, I've shared in a different podcast that I don't think that pre-tribulation rapture is accurate. And, sure hope it is, because it would be nice to just skip everything, but I'm not sure that it's accurate. And in case I'm correct, in case it is not a pre-tribulation rapture, but we actually have to go through the tribulation period or part of it, it would be good for us to know about this mark, okay? Acts 17, verse 11 says, "They received the word daily and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." So podcasts and the preaching that's out there and all these tools that Christians have right now are great. But when we listen to these things, we're also supposed to go to the Scriptures and test them. Paul himself said, "Test all things and hold to what is good," 1 Thessalonians 5:21. So we're going to read each place where the mark shows up in Scripture, and we're going to talk about what it looks like in today, or what it would look like today, and then discuss where we go from there, okay? So to pick it up, Revelation chapter 13 is where the mark is first discussed, and I'm reading from chapter 13, verse 11. "Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon, and he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and all those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed." That first beast is the Antichrist, okay? So this is a prophet or another beast that comes up and kind of gets the world to worship the Antichrist, okay? It says, "And he," this is this other prophet, "deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he is granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So that's the first time we see this mention of the mark of the beast. And everyone is going to have to receive a mark on the right hand or on their foreheads to be able to buy or sell anything. Okay, and we're going to discuss what that looks like in a minute. The next time it shows up is in the next chapter, chapter 14. It's neat. In this chapter, there's three angels that go throughout the whole earth. One is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to everybody on the earth. So even Aborigines, it's going to be spoken to in their language. There's going to be no one who doesn't hear the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ with this angel that's heading the whole earth. This is in chapter 14, verse 6. Then there's another angel that laments the fall of Babylon, okay? And then there's a third angel, and that's the one that talks about the mark, and we're going to pick up there. Then a third angel, this is in verse 9 of chapter 14, then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." So this angel, man, flying around at the time that the mark is going to be passed, is going to be required, there's going to be an angel. God is going to send an angel out. This isn't going to be some small, still voice. This will be like when the angel came to Gideon and told him, "Hey, you're to go and be used by the Lord." This is going to be an audible voice, an audible sort of vision that you're going to see. This is going to be very clear, but it's an angel that's going to be sharing, "Do not take this mark." So no one will be confused whether this is indeed the mark or not. But I want you to see here what happens if you do, okay? You'll be tormented with fire and brimstone, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. If you go to chapter 20 in Revelation, you see that exact same thing spoken of what the devil is going to have to deal with. It says in chapter 20, verse 10, "The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." That's hell. That's hell, okay? So it's a radical thing to think about that there's a time coming where there's going to be a decision to be made. And if you make that decision the wrong way, you could end up in hell. And so the problem for Christians is, you know, when I was taught, as when I first became saved, I was in a Baptist church. The Baptists have a saying, "Once saved, always saved." Okay. It says in Romans 8:39, "Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So how, if no one can snatch us from our hand, how could we lose our salvation if we make this choice? Okay. And the answer is free will. God never takes away our ability for free will, okay? You can choose to accept Jesus or reject Jesus. And if you reject him, you end up in hell. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and life. We all know people who got saved and then something bad happened to them, maybe a parent died or something tragic, and they turned their back on God and became an atheist or chose to hate God. That's a choice they make. If they don't turn before the time of their death, they will end up in hell. Even though at one time they were saved, they chose to jump out of his hand and reject him and turn the other way. And this same thing will be here. There's going to be an angel flying around telling you, "Don't do this or you will end up in hell. Trust God, not what you're seeing. Don't do this and you'll end up in hell." And people will have a choice. And even in heaven, we're going to have a choice. Satan was in heaven and he chose to rebel. God doesn't even take away our free will. Even when we go to heaven, we'll be in heaven. You'll see hell. You'll see what it's like. You could still rebel against God and get thrown into hell, even if you're up in heaven. So yes, no one can take you out of God's hand as long as you stay in God's hand, okay? But you have to choose to follow Jesus, and you have to choose to make that choice of God, not the world, not the Antichrist, not the devil. The last time the mark shows up is in chapter 20, verse 4. And this is very affirming, really, okay? In chapter 20, verse 4, this is after Jesus has come, his second coming. After he comes, he sets up a 1,000-year reign on this planet, okay? It's 1,000 years. It's actually on this planet, and he's reigning. And here's who he reigns with, okay? So this is Revelation 20, verse Four. We'll start with four. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So if you don't choose the mark, if you stay firm and trust God and don't choose the mark, then during that 1,000-year reign, you're going to be reigning with Christ and all the martyrs from the past. So Peter, Paul, John, all the greats, all these great men and women of the past that have been martyred for the name of Christ, them and all the people who make it through the tribulation period without taking the mark get to reign for 1,000 years with Christ. With Christ as the head. No president, no king. Christ as the head. And Satan during that time is bound and in chains for 1,000 years. So there's no devil messing with you. How fun is that going to be? Okay. So that's what's coming if you don't take the mark. But you got to be aware that there's going to be a lot of pressure on you to take the mark. So yes, no one can snatch you out of Jesus's hand, but you can choose to reject him. And I want to share with you what that looks like so you can be ready. Okay. The first thing to realize is the mark is not going to be some scary thing. It's going to be dressed up as security. Okay. Sin never comes to us dressed ugly. Okay. It always comes to us in a pretty form. It always comes to us as security, as safety, as whatever, okay? I've been ripped off probably 4 or 5 times. I've had checks of mine stolen out of the post office, whitewashed and cashed. I've had people somehow have my card and throw charges on my card. And so I've been robbed basically over the past year. And I'm seeing it more and more. Okay. My son had $400 pulled out of his account. He only had 412 and somehow they pulled out 400. Okay. Now the banks have been very good. At least they have been for me. I've always been reimbursed the money. I haven't lost any money yet, but it is a hassle to have that card canceled and then have to go through all that. Okay. This is going to increase, I believe. And when the mark comes, it's going to be something that's going to be pitched as a safety. You won't have those issues anymore. Okay. You won't have stealing possible because everything's going to be transacted through this mark that's unique to you. Okay. It's going to be spun much like COVID. As you remember, the vaccine was pitched as a thing that you had to do. And if you didn't do it, you didn't love your family members and stuff. It's going to be very much spun that same way. Okay. What does the Bible say? No one can buy or sell unless they have the mark. So I want you to understand what that means. Okay. Because I talk to people who have money, right? And they're like, yeah, I'm buying Bitcoin or I'm buying gold and I'm buying whatever. Listen, when it says no one can buy or sell, that means you can't buy your stocks. You can't sell a stock, okay? It means all of your money is useless unless you take that mark. So if you're someone who has their identity wrapped up in their wealth, okay? If you're someone who cares about your 401k and all this money, you won't be able to access your 401k. You won't be able to access any of that. You won't be able to sell your stock because you need to do it somehow through this mark, okay? It says no one can buy or sell. Think bigger. That means you can't position yourself to be in a position where you can live without the mark. You either take the mark or you trust God to handle your affairs. Let's say you're on the government. You're getting Social Security or you're getting welfare and you depend on that government. That government is your security. You won't be able to get those checks because you're not going to get checks anymore. They're going to be direct deposited into whatever this digital thing that's connected to your hand. And you won't be able to access it unless you have the mark. Okay. Let's say you're on some sort of drug or you're hooked on, you know, these weight loss things that they've got, you know, your image is so important to you, or maybe you're on a drug that keeps you from, maybe it's a heart drug that keeps you from having a heart attack. You won't be able to buy it unless you have the mark, okay? So you're going to have to make a choice. Do I trust that God's going to either heal me or somehow keep me alive or take me? Which, hey, you know, I'm in heaven. That's not a bad place either, right? Am I going to trust that? What about social media? How are you going to access your TikTok if the only way you can pay your cell phone bill is through the mark? If you don't have the mark, can't access TikTok without your cell phone. You can't pay your electric bill to keep your laptop on. You're non-communicado all of a sudden on social media, okay? And understand what's going to be happening here, because you're going to have the Antichrist at this point is there. And he's telling you this is for your good, okay? He's someone that everyone likes. The Antichrist isn't someone that people are scared of at this point. At this point, the Antichrist is a hero, okay? And most people, even Christians, think he's a great guy. He's going to be telling you. Your friends and family are going to be telling you. Think about this. You're a single mom and you've got two young kids to feed. If you don't take the mark, you can't buy them food. You're going to have family members that will call defects on you and have those kids taken away from you because you're unfit, because you're not taking the mark. Your family members will guilt you into. You'll have preachers maybe even saying, listen, this isn't the mark. We get raptured up before the mark. This can't be the mark. This is good for you people. So you're going to have all of these things, the guilt, the manipulation, the world, all the world systems, all the media. You know, you might get thrown in prison for not taking the mark. It actually says here that this prophet, not the Antichrist, but his right-hand man, essentially, will have people killed who don't worship the beast or take the mark, okay? So you're going to have all of that playing against you. And what God's got going for you is an angel flying around telling each one of us specifically, don't do it, man, don't do it. That's the mark. Don't do it. Okay? And keep in mind, added to all of that, you're going to want that stuff. You're going to want your money. You built this money up your whole life. You're going to want to access it. And if you've ever sinned, which we all have, you know what this is like. You know you're not supposed to do something, but you kind of want to do it. Okay? And you talk yourself into doing it. Right? I know I've done that. I think everyone's done that. You kind of justify it or whatever. And then after you've done it, you feel guilty and you ask God to forgive you. Okay. So you're going to want, your flesh is going to want to take the mark so that you can get that government check. So you can get that pharmaceutical thing. So you can still be on social media. So you can access your money. You're going to still want to take that. And you're going to have all these people. And it's not going to be hard to justify it because you're going to have everybody telling you you need to do it. And so into that realm, you've got to understand. You've got to be mentally ready. When you see that angel, it's not AI generated. The devil might tell you it's AI generated or something like that to try to get you to not listen to it. The Bible here tells you this mark is going to happen, and it tells you an angel is going to fly around at that time and tell you not to do it. So when you hear that angel telling you not to do it, it's the time, okay? It's the time to make the right choice. And that choice is to trust God. You know what? God can take care of you financially. God can take care of your health. God can take care of all these things for you if you trust in him. It's going to be the ultimate litmus test, really. God understands, but there is a time when the door is shut, okay? These angels that are flying around, this is right at the end, right as Jesus is coming, okay? The next part of chapter 14 talks about reaping the earth's harvest, okay? This is right at the end that this is happening, and there's not another chance. This isn't, I take the mark and, oh God, forgive me, I made a mistake. You know, you're done. You're done. You unfortunately have to spend the rest of your eternity in hell. Okay. And that's a hard place for people to land. And I know there's people that are listening and saying, that's not my God. That's not the God I know. God would never do that to me. God would never have these things doing. But it says right here, that's what's going to happen. It says right here in scripture that this angel is going to go around and warn you. If you take the mark, you will end up in hell. And so, unfortunately, it is the truth. It is what's going to happen. And you will have to make a choice to trust God or to trust the mark and the beast and the world and all the people that are telling you, you got to do it, you got to do it. Okay, or to trust God and this angel. So it's a heady time. I don't know why anyone would choose the world and yourself for security over God, but I fear that the pressure is going to be such. And if you're not ready for it, you make cave to that pressure. This isn't a time where you get a second chance. This isn't a time where, well, I screwed up again, and that's the sin I always do. You know, I screwed up again. You know, God forgive me. You know, let's move on. No, you're done. And so I beg of you to understand that this is scripture. This isn't something Brian Peart's making up. This is, I just read it for you. You can go and look at the very verses yourself, okay? It's heavy stuff, but it's important that we know what the Bible says, all of it, the good and the bad, so that we can live accordingly. And God loves us so much, he's going to send an angel to make it very clear to you. You're going to know the decision you're making. It's not going to be the small, still voice where you sit there in your head and you're trying to debate with you and you're trying to, you know, and it's Satan trying to tell you to do that and you're wanting to, you know, do it. No, this is going to be very clear. It's going to be an angel, and it's going to be very clear to let you know what the consequences are. And I just beg that you'll actually just listen to God, obey, okay? John 14:15, Jesus says, if you love me, you'll obey me. That's scripture, okay? I share this. It's not a thing to be scared of, although it is scary. This is something that I think may happen within the next 10 years. I think this is, we can see right now, if you look out, the technology's there. The world is very much interconnected. This could easily happen within the next few years. The technology is there for it now. If there's ever a time where this is close, I believe that time is now. And so I think it's very important for us to understand what's coming so that we make that right decision, because it is a do or die type of decision. But if you trust the Lord and you don't take it, he'll take care of you. And then you're going to reign with him for 1,000 years. Now, that's a very cool place to be. For me, the safest place to be is where God wants me to be, and that's to not take that mark when the time comes. And so I just hope you understand what's coming. I hope maybe that this message reaches you, and that when the time comes, and hopefully it's not for a long time, but if the time comes in our lifetime, that you make that right choice, okay? Because there is no better place than to trust God in such a decision as this. Take care. God bless.
Visit thegreatawareness.net to access archived podcasts and audiobooks.